We are thankful we can be together again this afternoon.
我们能够今天下午再一次聚集，我们非常感恩。
I'd like to read a couple of scriptures to start our time.
我们开始以前，我们先读两节的圣经。
Psalm 50, verse 5.
诗篇50篇第五节。
Gather my godly ones to me, those who have made a covenant with me by sacrifice.
召聚我的圣民到我这里来，就是那些用祭物与我立约的人。
Gathering my godly ones to me, and those who have made a covenant with me by sacrifice.
召聚我的圣民到我这里来，就是那些用祭物与我立约的人。
As we commented yesterday, this is a gathering unto him, and him alone.
像我们昨天交通到的，我们召聚，被召聚是来到他的面前，而且只是单单的向着他。
And we're thankful that first of all, he made a covenant with us by sacrifice.
我们感谢他，因为他先用祭献祭与我们立了一个约。And
we can respond with hearts of giving our all unto him.
让我们可以能够有一个反应，把我们的心也归向他。And
then next, out of Revelation chapter 3.
下一节是在启示录第三章。Just
going to read part of verse 2.
我们只是读第二节的一部分。This
is that letter to the church of Sardis.
这是给撒迪教会的信。
And there was a particular phrase that caught our attention.
在这里有一节的圣经抓住了我们的注意力。It
says, wake up and strengthen the things that remain.
你要警醒，坚固那剩下。There's
a call upon all of us in this hour to wake up.
主在呼召我们今天要每个人都要警醒。And
to strengthen the things that remain.
要坚固那剩下的。And
what are those things?
那些是什么东西?
It's the things of Christ.
是属于基督的。
And what we're looking at is how, by his great grace, he uses various tools to strengthen us in him.
我们今天要看的是我们怎么样靠着他极大的恩典和怜悯，我们来坚固那剩下的。
To strengthen his people to finish the great work that he had called us to do.
来坚固他的百姓，来完成他开始做的工。
And let's have another word of prayer.
我们再有点祷告。Lord,
we do rejoice to be in your presence together.
我们在一起，在你的面光下面，我们何等的喜乐！
What a blessedness your presence is!
主，你的同在是何等的祝福！
In your presence, there's a fullness of joy.
在你的同在里面有完全的喜乐。
Because in your presence, there's a fullness of yourself.
因为在你的同在里面有你完全的自己。
And Lord, we're thankful that as we gather this afternoon,
主，我们感谢你召聚我们今天下午在这里。
We come from many different backgrounds, many different places.
我们是来自不同的地方，我们带着不同的背景。
But we're here with one purpose.
但是我们来这里只有一个目的。
We're gathering unto you, Lord.
我们是被召聚在你面前。
And we're looking really to one person.
我们只是在看一个人。
We're looking unto you, Lord.
我们是仰望你。
That you would truly touch our hearts in this hour.
愿意你实在摸着我们的心。
Lord, that we, as we make this transition from one year to another year,
让我们再过这个除旧迎新的日子。
Lord, we're thankful how you are the same yesterday, today, and forever.
我们感谢你，因为你是那昔在、今在、永远、以后、永在的。
And we have one desire of entering in, knowing you in a fuller and greater way.
我们只有一个渴望，就是更深的、更多的进入到你的里面来认识你。
In thy name we pray, amen.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告，amen。
You might notice if you tip the brothers well, they move the screen for you.
如果你给这个弟兄一点贿赂的话，他们会把这个屏幕给你。
Then you can wave. I don't have to worry about hitting anything. So.
然后你就不用来为这个事情担忧。
Brethren are so considerate.
我们的弟兄是那样的，来体贴我们。
As we mentioned yesterday, we're considering this matter of strengthening the things that remain.
我们昨天已经开始提到要坚固那剩下的。
That life of Christ needs, there's a testimony of his life that he desires to be strengthened among his people.
在他里面有一个他的生命，他愿意在他的百姓里面得到坚固。
And how does he do that?
他如何来这样做?
Now there are many varied ways that he does it.
有很多他所做的不同的方式。
We're going to touch on four of them this afternoon.
我们今天下午我们会讲四个方面。
And it was told me yesterday afternoon, I didn't tell you what the four things were.
昨天下午我没有告诉你们这四样东西是什么。And
I didn't. I did not.
我没有。
I was afraid if you heard them, you wouldn't come back.
我怕我昨天如果告诉你们，你们今天就不会来听了。
We'll find out what they are today.
今天你们会发现这四样东西。
But as we're looking at this, we wanted to see out of the book of Ezra.
我们希望从以斯拉记里面来看见。
How the Lord strengthened these people as they came out of a crisis.
当他们从危机的当中出来，主是如何坚固他们的。
As they responded to his call to gather unto me.
当他们在对主的这样一个召聚到我面前的这样一个呼召做如何的反应。
They left that confusion of Babylon behind.
他们把在巴比伦的混乱的当中他们离去。
And they returned to Jerusalem with one purpose.
他们来耶路撒冷为了一个目的。
To rebuild the house of God.
是为了建神的殿。
So let's turn to the book of Ezra.
我们来一起翻到以斯拉记。
And let's turn to chapter 1, verse 1.
我们来看第一章第一节。
And we'll read the first 5 verses.
我们只是读前面的五节。
Now in the first year of Cyrus, king of Persia, in order to fulfill the word of the Lord by the mouth of Jeremiah, the Lord stirred up the spirit of Cyrus, king of Persia, so that he sent a proclamation throughout all his kingdom, and also put it in writing, saying,
波斯王塞鲁士元年，耶和华为要应验即耶利米口所说的话，就激动波斯王塞鲁士的心，使他下诏通告全国说。
Notice in this verse here, everything was done because of the word of the Lord.
你在这里你要注意，这事情在发生，因为是主说的话。
This wasn't something that man invented.
这不是人的发明。
It wasn't a negotiated political settlement between Israel and Persia at that time to return.
也不是因着以色列和波斯他们之间的政治上的一个妥协。
It's a sovereign hand of God based upon the word of God.
而是通过神他主权的手在神靠着神的话。
And based on that, Cyrus declares in verse 2.
这样塞鲁士就下了这样一个诏。
Thus says Cyrus, king of Persia.The Lord, the God of heaven, has given me all the kingdoms of the earth, and he's appointed me to build a house in Jerusalem, which is in Judah. Whoever there is among you of all his people, may his God be with him. Let him go to Jerusalem, which is in Judah, and rebuild the house of the Lord, the God of Israel. He is the God who is in Jerusalem.
波斯王塞鲁士如此说，耶和华天上的神已将天上万国赐给我。又吩咐我在犹大的耶路撒冷为他建造圣殿宇，在你们中间凡做他子民的，可以上犹大的耶路撒冷，在耶路撒冷重建耶和华以色列神的殿，只有他是神，愿神与这人同在。
Now, Cyrus, he was a Gentile king. He was not a believer.
塞鲁士他是一个外邦的王，他并不信神。
But he had been touched by this prophecy that maybe Daniel had shared with him in Isaiah.
但是他为了这样的一个预言，他被触动，可能是在但以理跟他交通到的。
That this God of heaven had appointed him with a purpose.
天上的神已经来召他为了一个目标。
And it caught his attention.
这样就抓住了他的注意力。
And so he makes this proclamation that whoever of the Jews that are here in Persia, you're free to return.
所以他就这样做了一个下了一个诏，做了一个通告，说你们在中间做他子民的，你们都可以自由的去。
It's always interesting to me throughout Scripture the vessels that God uses.
对我来说，在圣经里面总是非常有意思，就是他用这样的一个器皿。
In the days we're living in, we see a lot of ungodly men.
我们在如今的一个时代，我们看见很多不敬虔的人。
I imagine the people that were most surprised by Cyrus's proclamation were the Jews.
我觉得他们中间被这个塞鲁士的召最惊讶的是那些犹太人。
They had never thought of him as being God's servant, God's messenger to let him go.
他们从来没有想到他会成为神的仆人，能够来释放他们。
But in the sovereignty of God, he moved upon this man.
但是在靠着主完全的主权，他来用这个人。
Doesn't that increase our faith as we come to pray together every week?
这当我们来每周来祷告的时候，这难道不来加增我们的信心吗？
Sometimes as we come together in prayer, we're only coming with half faith.
当我们来一起祷告的时候，我们经常带着半信半疑。
We think he's God over the church.
我们知道他是教会的头。
We forget he's God over the whole universe.
我们忘记了他是整个宇宙的神。
He's the Lord over all mankind.
他是所有人类的神。
And just like he used a Cyrus.
就像他这样用塞鲁士。
Another time he used a Nebuchadnezzar.
另外一个时刻他用了尼布甲尼撒。
He called a Nebuchadnezzar my servant.
他也称尼布甲尼撒作为我的仆人。
He could use ones today in a similar way.
他在今天他也可以来这样用人。
Now, I'm not talking about getting political or anything.
我们不是在这里讲到政治方面的。
But I'm just talking about we can pray that as God can move upon anybody upon this earth.
我们今天当我们祷告的时候，我们就知道神可以用到这个地上的所有的人。
So we don't want on our set, we don't want on our part to limit God in our prayers.
所以我们不愿意在我们的祷告里面让我们自己来限制主。
Limit God in the faith that we have.
让神来得到限制。
Because he can move and do anything.
因为他可以用任何的人做任何的事。
Now we all say that and everybody would agree with me on that.
当我们这样说的时候你们每一个人都会同意。
But in our hearts do we believe it?
但是在我们的心里面我们是不是如此就相信？
Do we see such evil men upon this earth?
我们在地上看见有邪恶的人。
Yeah, but actually, if you look at world powers, back at those days, Nebuchadnezzar or Cyrus had far more greater world powers than even ones today.
如果你看那个时代，尼布甲尼撒和塞鲁士王，他们比今天的这些王更有权势。
Their dominions, their kingdoms were far greater.
他们的国度，他们的王权比今天的更要大。
They were greater than a China. They were greater than a Russia. They were greater than a United States.
他们是比中国、比俄罗斯、比美国还要大。
And the God of heaven moved.
但是主天上的神就来动工。
May we be encouraged in that.
愿意我们在中间得到鼓舞。
And then as we continue reading, what did I read? Let's do verse 4.
Yeah.
And every survivor at whatever place he may live, let the men of that place support him with silver and gold, with goods and cattle, together with freewill offering for the house of God, which is in Jerusalem. Then the heads of the fathers' households of Judah and Benjamin, and the priests and the Levites arose, even everyone whose spirit God had stirred to go up and rebuild the house of the Lord, which is in Jerusalem.
凡剩下的人，无论寄居何处，那地的人要用金银财物牲畜帮助他，另外也要为耶路撒冷神的殿甘心献上礼物。于是犹大和便雅悯的族长、祭司、利未人，就是一切被神激动他心的人，都起来要上耶路撒冷去建造耶和华的殿。
This call went out to every Jew within the Persian kingdom.
这样的一个通召就来到在波斯帝国所有的犹太人那里。
And thank the Lord, there were those whose spirit the Lord stirred to return.
我们感谢主，有一些人他们的灵被神的灵来激动。
But sadly, it was just a small remnant.
但是很难过的，他只是其中的一小部分的
渔民。But we're thankful that there was a faithful ones there who responded to the call of God and left everything, returned to Jerusalem.
但是我们感谢主，在他们中间有一些人，他们愿意放弃一切来回应神的呼召，去到耶路撒冷。
And as they were there, they found themselves, they were in a weakened condition.
当他们在那里，他们看见他们实际上已经是很虚弱了。
And as we look at the book of Ezra, we want to see how the Lord strengthened these ones upon this earth to strengthen His testimony.
我们看见我们的神如何的来坚固这些人，来为着他见证来坚固。
And as I looked through the book of Ezra, there were four things that I saw.
当我看以斯拉记的时候，我看见四个方面。
And as they strengthen them, they can strengthen us also.
如果神能够来坚固他们，他也能够坚固我们。
Now we're not going to look at these chronologically.
我们不会按照时间的先后来看。
And I'm not putting these in any specific order.
我们也不是按照它的次序来看。
Because as we start to see them, we see that they're all four are very essential and they're very interrelated.
我们看这四样事情，他们都非常的关键，而且都是彼此相连的。
We can separate them for fellowship, but really in life they're so interrelated.
我们可能把它可以把它单独的来谈，但是他们在生命里面是连接起来。
And the first thing we see is his life.
首先我们看见的是他的生命。
And when we speak of the life of Christ, what are we speaking of?
当我们讲到基督的生命，我们讲的是什么？
We're speaking of the very character and nature of him within his people.
我们是讲到他在他子民中的他的本身的性格和特质。
Because why is his life within us?
因为为什么他的生命要在我们里面
His life is within us to transform us.
他的生命在我们里面是要更新变化我们
He's not just satisfied to have his life in us.
他不仅是因为在我们里面他就满足了。
But he's jealous for the very character and nature of that life to be displayed and testified of through his people.
他在那里发一个起一个愤恨，要让他的生命和性格在我们里面，在他的百姓里面得到彰显。
Another thing the Lord uses to strengthen his people is the word of God.
另外神用到也用神的话来坚固他的百姓。
And the word of God gets used many different ways to strengthen us.
神的话可以在很多不同的方式来坚固我们。
Closely related to that, the third thing is this matter of prayer.
第三件事相关的就是祷告。
We'll notice that as we're in the word of God, it leads us to prayer.
当我们在看神的话的时候就把我们带出了一个祷告。
As we're praying, we're using the word of God.
当我们祷告的时候，我们是用神的话祷告。
Very interrelated in our lives.
在我们的生命里面，这都是紧密相关的。
And finally, the fourth thing I want us to consider.
我们然后第四个方面
is realizing the reality of our unity and oneness that we have in Him.
是要认识到我们在他的里面，我们是合一的。
That in His eyes, He sees one new man.
在他的眼里面，他看见的只有一个新人。
It testifies in Ezra and also in Nehemiah, which we're not going to consider.About how they gathered as one man unto him.
在这，在以斯拉记和尼希米记，我们今天不用交通。他讲到他们，众人如同一人。
And it's interesting as we know these ones returned from Babylon, to rebuild the house of God.
很有意思，当这些人从巴比伦回去建神的殿的时候。
But they faced some hindrances and they faced some persecutions.
他们遇到了一些拦阻，他们遇到的一些逼迫。
And they stopped building.
他们停工了。
And God in His mercy, He sent a couple of prophets, Haggai and Zechariah.
但是神是怜悯的，他送了差遣了两个先知，是哈该和撒加利亚。
So as we're looking at these ones throughout the book of Ezra,
当我们从在以撒拉记里面看这些事情
，we have to remember these are the right people.
我们必须认识这些人，他们人是对的。
These are God's chosen people.
这是神的选民。
They're in the right place.
他们也是在正确的一个地方。
They're right there in Jerusalem, His chosen city.
他们正在耶路撒冷这个地方，是神所拣选的地方。
They're there for the right purpose.
他们在那里也是为了一个正确的目的。
God's chosen purpose to build the house of God.
是神拣选的一个目的，让他们来建神的殿。
But they face some encounters and problems and they stop.
但是当他们遇见问题了，他们就停工了。
When the Lord is encouraging them, He wants to strengthen those things that remain.
但是主要鼓励他们来坚固那将剩下的。
And I think that to me, this is how this draws a parallel with us.
这就是可以让我们可以找到一个相通类似的一个地方。
But brothers and sisters, in the days we're living in, we're the right people.
弟兄姊妹们，我们见如今的时代，我们是
正确的百姓。We're God's chosen people.
我们是神取拣选的百姓。
We're in the right place.
我们也在正确的地方。
We're in the body of Christ. We're in the house of God.
我们在神基督的身体里面，我们在神的家里。
And we're about the right purpose.
我们也带着一个正确的目的。
He calls us for that house to be built.
他招呼召我们来建他的家。
To be that testimony he's called us to be.
也呼召我们成为他的见证。
What do we see that we're really fulfilling all that he's called us to?
但是我们有没有看见我们已经在实现他呼召我们所要做的
It's not enough to just be the right people in the right place with the right purpose.
如果我们是正确的人在正确的地方为了正确的目的 还不够
There's a responding in his grace.
在他的恩典里面我们要有一个回应
To be about the work he's called us to.
我要为着他所招我们所做的工
And this is that message that we see throughout Ezra.
这是我们从以斯拉记看见的所有的信息
Now,There was two returns in the book of Ezra.
在以斯拉记里面讲到两次的回归。
There was that first return under Zerubbabel.
在耶路巴伯带领的第一次回归。
And that was to build the house of God. And they did that in chapters 1 through 6.
他们目的是要建神的殿在以斯拉记1到6节。
Then in the second part, chapters 7 through 10, this is when Ezra himself actually returns.
在第七到第十章讲到以斯拉他自己的回归。
And he's really dealing more with strengthening the life of the people.
他这做的是要坚固神的百姓。
Because when he returned, he saw he found the people were in a weakened spiritual condition.
当他回去的时候，他看见神的百姓处在一个虚弱的一个光景里。
And he prays for them.
他为他们来祷告。
And I believe if we look at Ezra's prayer for them in Ezra chapter 9,
如果我们在以斯拉记第九章看以斯拉的祷告
it gives us a picture of where they are and we can also relate it to ourselves.
让我们看见当初他们的光景，我们也是可以可以联想到我们自己。
Let's look at Ezra chapter 9, verse 8.
我们看以斯拉记九章第八节。
Ezra 9, verse 8 says, But now for a brief moment, grace has been shown from the Lord our God to leave us as an escaped remnant and to give us a peg in this holy place that our God may enlighten our eyes and grant us a little reviving in our bondage.
现在耶和华我们的神暂且施恩于我们，给我们留些逃脱的人，使我们安稳如钉子钉在他的圣所。我们的神好光照我们的眼目，使我们在受辖制之中稍微复兴。
They realized when they were there that they were, it was only by his grace. Grace had been shown to them and they were able to be there.
当他来到那里的时候，他认识到只是凭着神的恩典，因为靠着神的恩典，他们才在那里。
Brothers and sisters, we're here today because the grace of God has kept us.
弟兄姊妹们，我们今天在这里是因为神的恩典保守了我们。
And how do they identify themselves?
他们是怎么样认可他们自己的身份？
Do they think now that they're back in Jerusalem, they're some elite force?
他们到了耶路撒冷，他们认为他们是精兵吗？
They're some group of superheroes?
他们难道是超级的英雄吗？
How do they see themselves?
他们如何看待他的自己？
It says, we are just an escaped little remnant.
他说我们只是那些逃脱的一些残留的人。
We're just a peg in a holy place.
我们只是在他圣所里面的一个钉子。
A small, weak remnant, but they're in him.
那是一个很小的一个逃脱的一些人，但是是在他的里面。
And who are we?
我们是谁？
When we look at the size of the body of Christ,
当我们看见神的身体的尺寸，
who are we?
我们算什么？
By his grace, we are those we've escaped out of some of the confusion within Christianity by the grace of God.
靠着他的怜悯，我们是在基督教的这个里面，我们也是逃脱出来的一小群。
And we're gathering to be that simple testimony unto him.
我们这样的聚集是为了他的简单的见证。
And we see we're not some special group.
当我们看我们自己，我们并不特别。
But we're just here, a small little group desiring to be a testimony unto him.
我们只是一个小小的一群，我们是为了他的见证而存在。
And what's his prayer there?
他这个祷告是什么？
May he grant us a little reviving in these days and strengthen the things that remain.
他在这个我们当中有一点点的稍微复兴，然后来坚固我们。
This is what God is after. He's desiring to strengthen us and equip us in this hour.
这是就是神他所来寻找的，在这个时代，他来坚固我们，来装备我们。
So the first way he strengthens us is by strengthening his life within us.
他首先要做的就是要在我们的里面来坚固他的生命。
And let's be clear on what we're saying here.
当我们这样说，我们必须来澄清。
When we're talking about strengthening his life in us.
我们在这里是要兼顾他在我们里面的生命。
Does his life in us need strengthening?
他的生命在我们里面难道还要兼顾吗？
His life doesn't need any strengthening.
他的生命并不需要兼顾。
But what we're talking about is we're yielding to him in such a way, we're denying ourselves that his life has more strength in controlling our lives.
我们所要说的就是让我们能够伏在他的面前，我们向他来降服。让他的生命能够更有力的来掌管我们。
It's like John the Baptist testified, he must increase and I must decrease.
就像施洗约翰在那里做的见证，他必兴旺，我必衰微。
And we're talking about the life of Christ in us strengthening us.
当我们在里面，在我们讲到基督在我们里面生命得到坚固。
We're talking about him having a greater control and influence in our life.
我们是讲到他对于我们的生命有一个更有力的一个掌控和管理。
That is, he takes us through these daily experiences of life.
当他带领我们度过我们每天。
We will allow him to work within us and to do that great transforming work.
我们愿意让他来管理我们，让他做更新变化的工作。
And how does he do that transforming work?
他是如何的做更新变化的工作？
As his life and spirit are working within us, what is that vehicle he uses?
当他在我们里面用他的生命来做工的时候，他用的是一个什么样的一个工具？
It's one of the most popular things in our life.
这是我们生命里面一个最
If it wasn't for it, none of us would be here.
不是的话，我们就不会在这里。
It's the greatest friend we have.
这是我们最大的朋友。
It's the greatest display of the love of Christ.
这是基督最他的爱的最大的彰显。
What is it that works in us?
那是在我们里面工作的是什么？
It's the cross.
是十字架。
And everybody leaves.
每个人听了就要走。
We talk about grace, we talk about love. Keep preaching, brother.
我们讲爱，我们讲他的恩典，我们就 你就可以接着讲。
You bring in this cross.
当你把十字架抬出来。
We start shrinking back.
我们就开始在退后了。
And why is that?
为什么？
It's because we really don't know the reality of the cross.
因为我们实在没有认识到十字架的真正的实际。
The flesh and ourself hates the cross.
我们里面的这个肉体恨恶十字架。
And I know in my own Christian life, for many years, I did not like the cross.
我知道在我信主以后很多年，我并不喜欢十字架。
Everything I wanted to do,
我做的想做的任何事情
it was saying no.
他都要说不。
But praise God.
但是赞美主。
I've come by his grace to see the cross as one of the greatest friends I have.
当我们后来看见这个十字架是我最好的一个朋友。
As a living testimony of the cross in me.
作为一个活的一个见证。
Some of you know me, I'm a big sports fan. I always played sports through high school, college, and afterwards, and so I love sports.
你们很多人知道我是很喜欢这个运动，我高中、大学都在玩运动。
And the favorite sport that I played was football.
我最喜欢的就是这个美式足球。
My favorite football team is Alabama.
我最喜欢的足球是阿拉巴马这个大学的队。
Do you know who is playing right at this moment on TV in the semifinal for the college championship?
你知不知道他们现在正在打这个校际的这个冠军赛锦标赛
？Alabama.
阿拉巴马就是这个球队。
But I've got to be here.
但是我必须要在这里。
And praise God, I love it.
但是这赞美神，我喜欢。
I'm not recording the game or anything.
我没有不用来把它来录下来。
But I'm just thankful how the Lord has enabled me by His grace.
我是感谢神，他靠着他的恩典，能够让我能有这个能力。
To see those things that are necessary.
让我看必要的。
And to put aside some other things.
让我把另外一些放在边上。
It's a process.
这是一个过程。
It's a lifelong process.
这是一个我们一生要经历的。
You know, I remember when I was a younger believer.
我记得当我还刚信主不久。
I used to think these older believers had it so easy.
我觉得这些年长的弟兄们，他们好像很容易。
They never had to deny themselves. The only thing they do is they just go to meetings and they go to eat and they go to another meeting.
他们从来不需要来否认他们的自己，他们只是去聚会，然后去吃饭，然后再去聚会。
Then they go eat again.
然后再去吃饭。
And they don't have anything else to do. They go eat again. So.
然后他做别的就是去吃饭。
But as you continue to grow in the Lord.
当时，但你在基督里面，在主里面成长的时候。
As long we realize that, as long as we're upon this earth, we're always denying ourselves.
当我们只要我们在地上，我们就必须来否认我们的自己。
So that can, as a young person, that can either encourage you or discourage you.
就做对一个年轻人来讲，可能对你是一个。
None of us are going through anything unique that somebody else is not going through.
并不是说你必须要经历一些别人不经历的事情。
And just as his life was formed within the dear ones we see in Scripture.
就像他的生命在我们在圣经里面看见那些可爱的人的里面来成型。
We see his life being formed in us.
我们也看见他的生命在我们里面成型。
Praise God for that.
我们为神为赞美神。
You know, that's the, to me, the wonderful thing about the scripture.
对我来说，圣经里面最奇妙的是
is it never hides the weaknesses of the man.
它从来不会隐藏人的弱点。
It's a full disclosure book.
这是把所有的人都揭示起来。
And that is a great encouragement to us.
对我们来说也是一个极大的鼓舞。
Because we see ones of a like nature.
我们看见这些人，他们和我们性情相同。
And we see how God took them and transformed them into vessels fit for the master's use.
我们看见神是如何的把他们拿来，然后更新他们，让他们来变成合乎主用的器皿。
You know, I think all of us, if we, let me see. Most people would be surprised if they knew some of us older ones when we were much younger.
如果你们知道我们年轻时候所做的事情，你们很多人可能会很惊讶。
We were with the youth and some young people in Richmond a couple months ago.
我们在两个月以前，我们在 Richmond， 我们和一些年轻人在一起。
And we're showing them some pictures of Stella and I when we first got married.
我在他们给他们看我妻子和我刚结婚的时候的一些照片。
I had hair down to my shoulders.
我那一个有一个披肩发。
You know, I had a Fu Manchu mustache.
然后有一个满脸都是胡子。
I wore platform shoes.
然后我也穿那个高跟的鞋
，You know, but God in His great mercy,
但是主靠着他的怜悯
，He not only just changes the outward,
他不仅在外表来变化我们
，But more importantly, He's changing the inner man.
更重要的，他在我们里面的人也得到变化。
That's what he's after.
这是他要寻找的。
And this is what we see, even like if you consider this first matter we talked about, the strengthening his life within us, that character and nature of Christ being formed in us.
这就是当我们讲到神来坚固他在我们里面的生命，就是让他的性情和他的性格来得到彰显，来成型。
I want to use Ezra himself as an example.
我们愿意用以斯拉做一个例子。
Because Ezra was one, he found himself in a difficult place.
我们看见以斯拉在一个很困难的一个处境里面。
You know, Ezra was probably born in Babylon.
以斯拉可能是出生在巴比伦。
Lived most all of his life there.
他一生都在，几乎一生都在那里度过。
And then finally he was able to return to Jerusalem.
终于他有一个机会能回到耶路撒冷。
But look at how Ezra conducted himself in Babylon.
你们看以斯拉他在巴比伦是如何的。
If we turn to Ezra chapter 7, verse 1,
如果我们翻到以斯拉记第七章,
it's the Holy Spirit speaking of Ezra.
这是圣灵在那里讲到以斯拉。
Now we're not going to read all of these verses.
我们不用把它全部来读一遍。
But if you look at verses 1 through 5,
如果你读第一到第五节,
it speaks of Ezra, and if you look at the end of verse 5, you'll see that he's a descendant of Aaron, the chief priest.
如果你读下来到第五节的末了，你看见以斯拉是大祭司亚伦的儿子的后代。
He came from the priestly line.
他是从一个大祭司的这条线下去。
Even that line of Phinehas.
他是腓尼哈的这条线。
Yeah, there was precious heritage in his background.
在他的背景里面有一个很宝贝的一个背景。
And then how is Ezra described in verse 6?
第六节这个是如何描述以斯拉
？It says this Ezra went up from Babylon.And he was a scribe skilled in the law of Moses, which the Lord God had given. And the king granted him all he requested, because the hand of the Lord his God was upon him.
第六节讲到这以斯拉从巴比伦上来，他是敏捷的文士，通达耶和华以色列神所赐摩西的律法书，王允准他一切所求的，是因耶和华他神的手帮助他。
And then verses 7 and 8 talk about ones that are leaving Babylon and coming back to Jerusalem.
第七章第七节第八节讲到那些离开巴比伦回耶路撒冷的那些人。
And then we'll pick up again in verse 9.
然后我们再跳到第九节。
For on the first of the first month, he began to go up from Babylon. The first of the fifth month, he came to Jerusalem, because the good hand of his God was upon him. For Ezra had set his heart to study the law of the Lord and to practice it and teach it. He teaches statutes and ordinances in Israel.
正月初一日他从巴比伦启程，因他神施恩的手帮助他，五月初一日就到了耶路撒冷。以斯拉定制考究遵行耶和华的律法，又将律例典章教训以色列人。
Ezra is first described there in verse 6 that he is a scribe skilled in the law of Moses.
在第六节讲到他是敏捷的文士，通晓摩西的律法。
Or he's a ready scribe. Different translations you say use different words.
在不同的翻译里面讲到他是一个很敏捷的一个文士。
And what we see within Ezra is the Lord is always concerned about the character of the messenger.
我们要看见的就是神他一直很注重这个传达信息的那个人的性格。
Oftentimes there can be a contrast between the messenger and the message.
在有的时候可能在这个他一个传信息的人和他传的信息中间有一个对比。
What we see in Ezra is that the message was in Ezra.
在以斯拉身上我们看见这个信息就是在这个信使的身上。
He was one who was living that message.
他就是把那个信息活出来的人。
Now we know that there was only one perfect messenger.
我们知道只有一个完美的一个信使。
And praise God, Ezra, as he came back with the people, he didn't elevate himself or make himself to be somebody special. He identified with the people.
我们感谢神，因为以斯拉和这些百姓一起回归的时候，他没有把他自己来升高，他和他们在一起。
But praise God, brothers and sisters, the Lord has messengers today.
但是赞美神，我们主今天也有他的信使。
Who are the Lord's messengers in this hour?
在如今的时刻，谁是我们神的使者？
Is it limited to just ones who speak?
只是那些在台上来传道了吗？
No, they are his messengers.
他们是他的传道人。
But is that all of his messengers?
难道这就是唯一他的传道人吗？
No, let's not limit God who God uses.
我们不不要来限制神，他让他只能用一些人。
Because when we're born again and we come part of the family of God, we are all God's messengers.
当我们重生了，我们来到神的家里面，我们都能够成为他的信使。
We are all His messengers, and He wants us to have that message within us to be a testimony unto Him.
我们都是他的信使，他要让他的信息在我们里面能够成为他的见证流露出来。
And the messenger doesn't have his own message.
我们这个使者没有他自己的信息。
The messenger only speaks and lives for the master.
这个使者他只是要为他的主人来发声。
What the master says, the messenger says.
当这个主人要说的，他的使者就发声。
What the master says, do, the messenger does.
当这个是主人要做的，他的使者就来做。
No message of his own, only that of the messenger.
没有他自己的信息，只是他的主人的信息。
And we see all through scripture, as we said, there's imperfect vessels that the Lord uses as his messenger.
我们在圣经里面，我们看见主他也用到一些好像不太完美的一些使者。
Even as we consider this book of Ezra, there was also a messenger named Haggai.
我们看这个以斯拉记里面，我们也看见有一个先知叫哈该。
Now keep your place in Ezra.
你先停到这个以斯拉记这里。
And you can look if you look over at Haggai chapter 1 verse 13.
如果你翻到哈该书第一章十三节。
Now I'm not sure how your scriptures gets translated, but the Darby and the King James translate this excellently.
我不知道你的圣经是怎么 你的版本是如何翻译的，但是这个钦定本翻译的非常好。
Haggai was a messenger of the Lord to strengthen the people, to encourage them to get back to work.
哈该是神的一个信使，他为了来坚固他的百姓，让他们回去做工。
And what was Haggai's message? Look in verse 13.
我们看在13节里面看哈该的信息。
See how he is described.
我们看这里是如何的描述他。
It says, I'm reading from the Darby. Then spoke Haggai, Jehovah's messenger, in Jehovah's message unto the people, saying, I am with you, saith Jehovah.
我在那个达比的，他是弟兄念的达比的版本，这里说到耶和华的使者哈该奉耶和华差遣对百姓说，耶和华说，我与你们同在。
Jehovah's messenger in Jehovah's message.
这就是耶和华的使者在耶和华的信息里面。
The message and the messenger were one.
这个传信息的和信息乃是一体的。
We see within the life of Christ, we see the message and messenger was one.
我们在基督的生命里面，我们看见这个信息和传信息的人是一个。
As you look at, just think about the life of Paul.
当我们在思想保罗的一生。
When we're first introduced to him as Saul, he has another message.
当我们来被初识他作为扫罗的时候，他带着另外的一个信息。
But then as he encounters the Lord,
后来他遇见了主。
From that moment on, he only had one message.
在那个以后，他只有一个信息。
He had that message of preaching Christ and him crucified.
他的唯一的一个信息就是来传基督并他的十
字架。That message was in Paul.
这个信息在他里面。
And he was the messenger of the Lord.
他是主的使者。
And this is what we see within the very person of Ezra.
我们也是在以斯拉他的本人身上这样看到。
He was skilled in the law of Moses.
他是在敏捷的文士，通达摩西的律法。
Now does that just mean that he had an intellectual understanding of the law of Moses?
难道只是说他有一个头脑上对摩西的律法的了解吗？
He had a theological degree and he could expound on the law of Moses.
他是不是有一个博士的学位可以来解经？
No, it's far more than that.
比这要多很多。
How did Ezra become skilled in the law of Moses?
以斯拉是如何来通晓摩西的律法？
Look back at verse 10 that we read.
我们再回到第十节。
It said, For Ezra had set his heart to study the law of the Lord, and to practice it, and to teach his statutes and ordinances in Israel.
以斯拉记第九章第十节，这里讲到
Ezra 7:10.
第七章第十节，以斯拉定制考究遵行耶和华的律法。
He set his heart to study.
他定制考究。
Now, where was he when he set his heart to study?
他定制考究的时候，他人在哪里？
He was in Babylon.
他是在巴比伦。
Did he have a great expectation if he sets his heart to study that? Such and such a things will happen.
他有没有一个这样的一个期望，当他定制考究的时候，一些事情就会发生呢？
No, the Lord had touched him. He wasn't in it for what he could get out of it. He wanted to study the law of Moses for the Lord's sake.
主这样的摸着他，他在那里考究定制考究的时候，不是为了自己，而是为了让来他来考究神的话。
He didn't wait for better conditions or better circumstances.
他没有在那里等的时机更好。
How often in our life do we say, "Oh, I'm going to wait until the circumstances get better"?
我们多少次我们这样说，我们要等候时更好的时机。
Then I'll have time to study more.
然后我就有更多的时间来考研。
I remember there was a famous sermon by Brother C.H. Spurgeon.
有一个很有名的弟兄叫施布珍。
And it's called "The Time Is Now."
他说现在时候就是了。
Because he talks about how as we go through life.We always wait till tomorrow to serve the Lord.
当我们在经历生活的时候，我们总是要等明天来侍奉主。
When we're in high school, we don't have time to study because the Word of God, because we're prepping to go to college.
当我们在高中的时候，我们没有时间读神的话，因为我们为了上大学做准备。
When we're at college and the university, we're pouring ourselves into those books and those studies because it's so competitive to get a good job out there.
当我们上大学的时候，我们把所有的精力都放在读书的上面，因为我们在外面找工作是非常竞争的。
I've got to get in that right PhD program, not just any PhD, but the PhD program.
我不是要我在要读博士，而且要是到一个很有名的一个地方去读博士。
So we don't have, I can, once I get out of college and university and have my PhD, then I can study more.
当我大学毕业或者说是拿到博士学位以后，我们才有时间更多的来
学。And then we graduate, and what do?
当我们毕业以后，我们做什么呢
？We get a good job, but we want to be faithful, and we're working 80 or 90 hours a week.
当我们找到一个工作，我们愿意在工作上的中心，我们每周花80到90个小时。
Once I get established, then I'll study.
当我真是定下来以后，我才来读经。
And then then all of a sudden, what happens? We find somebody that we fall in love with, and we get married.
然后发生了什么？然后我们突然我们就找到一个我们相爱的人，我们就结婚了。
And we say, well, later on, after we get our relationship established, then we can study more.
当我们把关系处好了以后，然后我就可以有时间多来学习。
But what happens next?
后来又发生了什么？
All these little children start coming along.
然后这些小孩子们就出来了。
And we say, after the children are raised, then we can study.
当我们说等这些孩子们长大了，然后我才可以来学习。
And we go on and on, and then all of a sudden we find ourselves old.
我们后来就这样一天拖一天，我们就发现我们已经老了。
And we say, "What can I do now?"
我们就说现在我们可以做什么
？I'll study now.
我现在来学吧。
Oh, but I can't because I got to care for the grandchildren.
我现在不行，我要必须要照顾我的孙子孙女们。
Nothing more proud than grandparents.
没有谁比做祖父母更让人骄傲的了。
Every meal I'm always at when we travel, we always get to see, we don't see pictures of children, we see pictures of grandchildren.
当我们不论到哪里，别人给我们看照片，都是看他们孙子孙女的照片。
Yeah, praise God for that.
我为了这件事情，我们也赞美神。
Brothers and sisters, there's never going to be a convenient time to set our heart to study the Word of God.
弟兄姊妹们，绝对不会有一个时间更好的让我们可以来定义、来考究神的话。
There's never going to be good circumstances.
没有一个更好的一个时机。
You know, it's today.
就是今天。
And it's just that setting aside, it's a quality of time, not so much a quantity of time.
而是要把你的一个很好的时间来留下，不是你。
Set aside just a little time to study His Word.
你只要花一点点的时间来研究他的话。
And this is what Ezra did.
这就是以斯拉做的。
And as Ezra was studying His Word,
当以斯拉来考究神的话的时候
，What was his objective?
他的目的是什么
？I love how it says in this verse. It says, he set his heart to study the law of the Lord, to practice it and teach it, his statutes and ordinances in Israel.
这里讲到他定制考究耶和华的律法，又将律例典章教训以色列人。
And there's a great lesson in this verse for all of us.
在这里面，对我们每个人都有一个极大的一个功课。
Because many set their hearts to study the Word of God.In order to teach the word of God,
很多人他们来考究神的话，为了来讲神的话。
But what did Ezra set his heart to do?
但是以斯拉他定了什么定义
？Was he interested in just studying so he could be a teacher?
他难道说只是来学，为了能够作为一个教师吗
？Look at the order here.
在这里你看它的次序。
What's in between studying and teaching?
在它的考究和它教训中间有什么
？Practicing it，
来在这里来遵行
，doing it， living it，
来遵行，来活出来。
Then you're able to teach，
然后你才能来教训。
And you'll have a word of life，
因为你有了生命之道。
If we're just studying to teach something，
如果我们只是为了来教训来学
，we're just conveying information。
我们只是把信息来传输出来。
But within Ezra, he studied it. He got it in his heart. He lived it. He practiced it. And it came forth in life to these dear ones.
但是在以斯拉的身上，他在这里考究，然后他活出来，然后他遵行，然后这个生命就彰显出来。
Brothers and sisters, this is, we can find ourselves get pressed in for time so much.
弟兄姊妹们，我们可能时间经常觉得很紧迫。
That we forget about the matter of practicing it. We want to teach it.
我们没有时间来遵行，我们马上我们就要去教训。
We need to have that word implanted in our heart in a living way, growing and bearing much fruit.
我们必须要让那个话在我们里面像种子一样能够来发芽，能够来结果子。
Then do you know what will be happening?
然后你就知道会发生什么。
You will be teaching the word of God and you will be utterly unconscious that you are.
当你在那里教训神的话的时候，你甚至都没有意识到。
You'll be having a meal with some people.
你也许会和别人一起吃饭。
Something will come up, and then you have out of your life, out of the word, you'll be sharing this in fellowship.
然后从你的里面，从你的话语里面，就有一个生命流淌出来，你就在和他们来一起来交通。
You'll find the saints encouraged and strengthened.
然后我们就看见这些圣徒们得到坚固和造就。
This is the life he's after.
这是他找寻的这样的一个生命。
You know, praise God, we have ones that have the times and opportunity to spend more time to allow it to become real so that they can speak at other times.
赞美我们的神，他让他的话在我们里面能够成为一个实际，让任何的时候都能够彰显出来。
But don't limit the teaching of God's word to the pulpit.
但是不要把神教训神的话限制在只有在讲台上面。
Would it be in our daily lives?
而是在我们每天的生活的里面。
Parents, what's the greatest way you teach your children?
做父母呢，你们来教育你们的儿女最好的方式是什么？
By practicing it and doing it.
是要来实行，来这样做。
Because they see through you quicker than anybody else.
因为他从你们身上比别人那里更快的就看出来了。
Now, brothers and sisters, God is jealous for His testimony among us.
弟兄姊妹们，神为着他的在我们里面的见证，他起愤恨。
And how we want to be those that are cooperating with it.
我们该如何的来想与他同工
？We see just one example of Ezra how he practiced this, what he believed, what he had in the Word.
我们看见以斯拉就是这样的一个模板，他来遵行神的话，他这信的。
If you turn over to Ezra chapter 8.
然后我们来到第八章。
He's getting ready to return from Babylon to Jerusalem.
他已经准备好从巴比伦回耶路撒冷去。
And the king had said, do you need an army to protect you to go back?
王就问他，你需不需要一个军队来帮助你在你回去的路上
？And Ezra, being a man of faith, said, No, we don't need the protection. God will protect us.
以斯拉因为信神，他说我不需要你的保护，我神会来保护我们。
And then we read down in verses 21 to 23.
我们看二十一到二十三节。
Was Ezra just being presumptive that God would protect them?
难道以斯拉只是在那里猜想神会帮助他们吗
？Ezra came and he offered himself to the saints, and they gathered together.
他们为以斯拉来到百姓的面前，他们一起来祷告。
He said, "Then I proclaimed a fast there at the river Ahava, that we might humble ourselves before our God to seek from Him."A safe journey for us, our little ones, and all our possessions. For I was ashamed to request from the king troops, horsemen, to protect us from the enemy on the way, because we had said to the king, "The hand of our God is favorably disposed to all those who seek him, but his power and anger against all those who forsake him." So we fasted and sought our God concerning this matter, and he listened to our entreaty.
二十一、二十三节，那时我在亚哈瓦河边宣告禁食，我要在我们神面前刻苦己心，求他使我们和妇人孩子，并一切所有的都得平坦的道路。我求王拨步兵马兵帮助我们抵挡路上的仇敌，本以为羞耻，因我曾对王说，我们神施恩的手必帮助一切寻求他的，但他的能力和愤怒 必攻击一切离弃他的。所以我们进食祈求我们的神，他就应允了我们。
Ezra, he was here and he was humbling himself before the Lord with all the people that were going back.
当以斯拉来到和这个所有的百姓面前，他们一起来刻苦己心。
And he was fasting and seeking the Lord concerning the matter. It says the Lord listened to their entreaty.
他在这里进食祈求我们的神，他就应允了我们。
He had testified of God being all sufficient.
他在这里见证了神是全足全丰的。
God providing everything.
神为他们预备了一切。
And he entered into that belief.
他就进到了这个信心的当中。
He was practicing what he was encouraging others to do.
他在这里为着他向别人所传的，他来实行。
Do we practice what we believe, brothers and sisters?
弟兄姊妹们，我们有没有为着我们所信的，我们来实行？
You know, we speak about the blood of the Lamb cleansing us from our sins.
当我们讲到羔羊的血洁净我们一切的罪。
Do we practice forgiveness?
我们有没有来实行
Do we practice repentance?
我们有没有实行饶恕和悔改
Or do we walk around condemned and feeling bad, terrible for what we've done?
还是我们在走来走去，我们责备别人，然后来或者自责
We talk about being part of the body of Christ or the house of God.
我们讲到我们作为基督的身体，神的家。
But when we make a decision, do we ever even think about how will that decision affect my brothers and sisters?
但是当我们做决定的时候，我们有没有想过我们做的决定会怎么样影响到我们的弟兄姊妹？
This is the practicing part, the reality of what we believe entering into our hearts and lives and being lived out.
这就是我们所要说到的执行那一部分，让我们所信的能够进到我们的生活里面，成为我们的生命。
And the more we see of him, the more it will revolutionize our life.
当我们越多的看见他，我们就越多的革我们自己的命。
Because brothers and sisters, this Christian life is lived by revelation, not information.
因为基督徒的生命是靠着启示，而不是靠简单的这个资讯来的。
We have so much information out there.
我们外面有那么多的资讯。
I mean, you Google any Bible verse, and you can find all of the expositors out there.
你在网上查任何的一节圣经，你都看见有各种各样的解释。
You don't even have to learn anymore where verse is in the Bible.
你都甚至不用来记得这个圣经在出自哪里。
We kind of know half of the verse, and so we type that half of the verse in, and poof, there it is. Oh, Luke 7:14. Okay.
我们只记得可能一部分的圣经，我们在网上一查，就在第七章第十四节里面就出现了。
We act like some Bible scholar.
我们好像就觉得自己就成为了一个圣经学者了。
We need a paper Bible, okay?
我们需要一本纸的圣经。
I love all the electronic stuff. I play with it all the time. But
我特别喜欢这些电子的设备，我经常用它。
But when it comes to real studying, this is what I use.
当我真正来考究的时候，我是要用一个本书本的圣经。
The pages are all torn up and all that, marked here and there.
我的圣经好像看起来已经被我翻旧了，这里到处都记得这个笔记。
There's just something about that, and I don't think it's strictly because I'm an old man.
我觉得并不是我是一个老年人才这么做。
I've gotten comfortable with my age, so I can pick on myself. Okay.
我对我自己的年纪我不在意，所以我可以开玩笑。
We see how all these things that Ezra was going through, they did a transforming work in his life.
我们看见以斯拉他经历的这一切就是如何的来更新他的生命。
And what do we see one of the training mechanisms within Ezra's life?
我们在以斯拉的生活里面我们看见有如何的一个训练的一个机制。
In those verses that we read, there was a little phrase in there used a couple of times.
我们刚才读的那几节圣经里面有一个词用了几次。
It said, the good hand of his Lord was upon him.
那里讲到他的主的手在他身上。
The good hand of the Lord was upon him. Now what does that mean?
神的手在他身上，这是什么意思？
It's testifying that Ezra was under the lordship of Christ.
这里讲到以斯拉他是服在神的权柄的下面。
He was under his hand. The Lord was directing his way and he was submitting to it.
他在神的权柄下面，神在那里指引他，他就在那里服从。
He was allowing the Lord to lead him through various experiences of life.
他愿意让主带领他经历他的生活里面的所有的一切。
There's a New Testament verse that's equivalent to this matter of being under the hand of the Lord.
在新约里面有一个相同的一个圣经，一节圣经讲到。
It's that verse of take my yoke upon you and learn of me.
就是说你要负我的轭，学我的样式。
Take my yoke, come under my discipline.
你服我的轭来做我的做我的门徒。
And what does that last part of that verse say?
那最后的一部分是怎么讲的？
Does it say learn about me?
它是难道是说你学关于我的吗？
It says learn of me.
它是说你学我的样式。
Gather unto me.
你聚召聚在我面前。
Learn of me.
学我。
The Lord is calling us back to that simplicity and purity of a life with Him.
神在那里呼召我们回到他纯一清洁的心那里。
And what this does, it brings the living word of God that we have within us.
这样做就让我们里面的这个又真又活的神的话
into the experiences of life.
就进到我们的生活的生命经历里
面。As He's leading us and guiding us, He says, this is what I'm doing within Brother so-and-so, and I want to bring him into this experience that he'll see the reality of that word put in his heart.
当他这样做的时候，在一个弟兄身上做的时候，他就把这样的话和他的经历来调和，来成为他里面的生命。
Because brothers and sisters, if we just have the word of God living within us, but we don't have any experience with him, we haven't fully entered into the reality of it.
弟兄姊妹们，如果我们里面只是有他的神的话，但是我们没有真正的经历的话，我们就还是没有来到他的话的实际的当中。
How we're so thankful for that.
我们真是为这个来感恩。
You know, and as we see the word of God,
当我们读神的话的时候，
as it's working within Ezra's life,
我们看见他在以斯拉的身上做
过。It's doing a great transforming work of conforming him into his image.
他在那里来让以斯拉来磨成他自己的形象。
You know, as we look through the early church,
当我们看早期的教会的时候，
what does it talk about the word of God?
讲到神的话是怎么讲？
It said the word of God increased.
讲到神的话来这里，就更加的增加了。
Now think about it.
你想一想。
Can the word of God increase?
神的话还能够加添吗？
The word of God is the word of God.
神的话就是神的话。
It's kind of like, can Christ increase?
你觉得基督能够加添吗？
Christ is Christ.
基督就是基督。
But when it talks about the word of God increasing, what does it mean?
当他讲到这个神的话兴旺起来，它是什么意思？
It's increasing within the life of the saints.
它是讲到在这个圣徒的生命里面兴旺起来。
And it's increasing in the power of the life within the saints.
它是在这些圣徒的身上的能力来兴旺起来。
The word of God, it's confirming this and it's validating that.
神的话在这里来做 确认的工作，也来在那里来证明。
If you think about the day of Pentecost when the Spirit came down and people were wondering what's going on.
当你思想在五旬节的时候，圣灵降下，那些人都在很惊讶发生了什么事情。
What validated Pentecost to the people?
是什么来把五旬节向百姓证明出来？
The Word of God validated it.
是神的话来把它证明出来。
When Peter stood up and said, "This is that which Joel had prophesied of."
当彼得站起来说，这就是先知约珥他预言的，就是这样。
The word of God validated that experience.
是神的话来证明了这样的一个经历。
Brothers and sisters, whenever we're going through various experiences of life.
弟兄姊妹们，当我们经历我们的生活的经历的时候。
Sometimes it's a new experience.
对我们来说，可能是一个新的经历。
We're going somewhere we haven't gone before.
我们去一个我们没有去过的地方。
Is the word of God validating what we're doing?
有没有让神的话来确为我们找到确据？
That's the comfort and safety and security we have.
这就是我们能够找到的这样的一个舒适的一个安全的一个感觉。
And you go throughout scripture, you see over and over again the word of God validated this and it validated that.
当你读圣经的时候，你就看见神的话在那里一次一次的来证明。
Because it's the word within us that does that great transforming work.
是在我们里面的这个道来做更新变化的工作。
We have his life, we have the Holy Spirit, we have his word, and as they're working together within us, they bring us to that place of the cross where we say no to ourselves and yes to him, and it's a transforming action takes place.
当我们在这里让神的道和圣灵在这里做更新变化的工作，就把我们带到一个十字架的面前，让我们可以对自己说不，对神的旨意来说是。
We see how the word of God, I'm making a transition now from that first point of his life, that spiritual nature and character strengthening us.
我现在开始来换到下面一步，讲到从那个 神他坚固他的里面在我们里面的生命这个题目来换到下面一个
To some of the many ways the word of God strengthens us
在很多方面神他的道来坚固我们
The word of God strengthens us through times of crisis
神的道在我们经历危机的时候坚固我们
As we're looking at the situation we've been talking about here in Ezra
当我们看见以斯拉所处的这样的一个光景
His word strengthened them through the period of captivity and through the crisis in Babylon.
他的道就在他在被掳和在巴比伦的危机的当中来坚固他。
How did he do that?
他怎么样这样做
？It was through the prophet Jeremiah before they even went into captivity.
只是在耶利米先知在他们被掳以前就已经预言的。
Before they went into captivity, the word God spoke to his people and said, you're going into captivity for 70 years.
在他们被掳以前，神就借先知的话来预言你们要被掳70年。
But I will keep you and then I will visit you and bring you out again.
但是我要在那里保守你，我要在也在那里来把你来带出来。
Look at a couple of verses back in Jeremiah.
我们可以看在耶利米书几处的圣经。
If you go to Jeremiah 25,
我们可以看耶利米书二十五章。
We see in Jeremiah 25 how this is in Jeremiah 25 verse 12.
耶利米书二十五章十二节。
Of how at this point in time when Jeremiah is prophesying, Babylon was the most powerful kingdom upon this earth.
当耶利米在发出这样的预言的时候，巴比伦在那个是那个时刻那个时代的最强大的国家。
And in verse 12 he says.In 25:12, then it will be in 70 years are completed. I will punish the king of Babylon and that nation, declares the Lord, for their iniquity, the land of Chaldeans, and I will make it an everlasting desolation.
在十二节讲到七十年满了以后，我必刑罚巴比伦王和那国民，并加勒底人之地，因他们的罪孽使那地永远荒凉。
People laughed at Jeremiah for saying that.
当耶利米这样说的时候，那些人都嘲笑他。
This is the most powerful kingdom on earth, and he's saying you're going to be going captive there in 70 years. But at the end of the 70 years, I'm going to wipe that kingdom out.
这是地上最强大的一个国家，但是你在这里说他们要被掳到那个地方七十年，在那七十年末了，你要让那个地方被从地上抹去吗
？And that was fulfilled explicitly during Daniel's time.
那是在但以理那个时代，就是完全的就这样实现了。
That kingdom that was so powerful in one night, it became as nothing.
在那个最强大的一个国家，在一夜之间就变成了荒凉。
And that Persian Empire came in and took over.
然后波斯帝国就来取代了他们。
It's like saying today that in 70 years, I'm going to utterly destroy China.
你就像在这样说，我们七十年以后，我们要把中国完全的抹去。
Most people would laugh at that.
很多人就会嘲笑你。
But God is able.
但是神能。
I'm not saying that against China. I'm just saying God is powerful.
但是我 God,
be careful what I say here. God is all powerful. He can do anything.
我不是在这里攻击中国，但是我要说到的是，就是神他是全能的神。
And at the same time, Jeremiah was speaking to them to encourage them through that time.
在那个时候，耶利米这样跟他们说，是为了鼓励他们。
Look over Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 10.
然后我们再看到耶利米书二十九章第十节。
He says, "When those 70 years have been completed, I will visit you and fulfill my good word to you." To bring you back to this place, to bring you back to Jerusalem.
耶和华如此说：为巴比伦所定的七十年满了以后，我要眷顾你们，向你们成就我的恩言，使你们仍回此地。
This was a great comfort that the word of God gave to all of the people of Israel before they went into captivity.
这就是这些以色列人当他们被掳以前。神就赐给他们这样的话，然后就极大的安慰了他们。
And we're thankful that there was a remnant there that held on to that word of hope.
我们感谢神，他们中间有些渔民，他们抓住了神这样的希望的。
Many others just forgot about this word. They lost hope and they just settled in Babylon and started to live a comfortable life.
很多人他们把这些话给忘记了，他们在那里过了一个很舒适的一个生活。
They had no care or concern about what was going on or the signs of the times.
他们在那个时候，他们对周围发生的一切一些异象，他们都不在乎。
But praise God, there was a Daniel.
但是感谢主，有戴以理。
Who had a concern for the signs of the times.
他为那个时代的一些意象，他来留心。
So if we look in Daniel chapter 9,
因为当我们看到但以理书第九章的时候，
I know we're covering a lot of territory here.
我们在这里讲的是很多处的圣经。
But we want to see the specific way that God works.
我们必须要看到神他做工的特别。
To me, there's a validation of the word of God just within the word of God.
在圣经里面就有神的道，他来为他自己的道来做确据。
Through all of these wonderful prophecies.
通过这样所有的一些奇妙的一些预言。
And in Daniel chapter 9, starting in verse 2.
在但以理书第九章从第二节开始。
You know, he says, he observed in the book of the number of the years, which was revealed as the word of the Lord to Jeremiah the prophet, for the completion of the desolation of Jerusalem, namely 70 years. So I gave my attention to the Lord to seek him by prayer, supplications, fasting, sackcloth, and ashes.
就是他在为第一年我但以理从书上得知耶和华的话临到先知耶利米论耶路撒冷荒凉的年数70年为满。我便进食，披麻蒙灰，定意向主神祈祷恳求。
Again, where was Daniel?
但以理处在一个什么样的地
？Okay, he was in Babylon.
他也是在巴比伦。
He was a captive there.
他也是在那里被掳的。
Now, he had a high position within the royal court.
但是他是在这个王室里面，他有一个很高的一个地位。
How was he spending his time?
他在那里，我在哪个方面花时间呢
？He was searching the word of God.
他在神的话里面来寻求。
He always had that time for the word of God.
他总是有时间来寻求神的话。
Now, how old was Daniel at this time?
但以理那个时候已经有多大年纪了？
Daniel was a really old guy.
但以理很老。
He was probably in his 80s.
他也许已经八十几岁了。
That gets younger every day.
我一天比一天年轻。
But he'd been taken prisoner when he was a teenager.
当他年少的时候就被抓去做俘虏。
And you don't even have to be a CPA to figure this out. He said, oh, I was a teenager, 70 years, pretty soon this is going to be fulfilled.
你不需要作为一个会计师你就能够来想明白我十几岁被掳现在八十几岁了70年已经满了。
And praise God, what did he do?
我们感谢神他做了什么。
He didn't look around at the circumstances and say, oh, it's impossible that this prophecy will never be fulfilled.
他没有看他周围的环境说、哦、好像不可能这个预言根本不可能实现。
He said, I gave, in verse 3, I gave my attention to the Lord God to seek him by prayer, supplications, fasting, sackcloth, and ashes.
这里面第三节讲到定义向主神祈祷恳求进食披麻蒙灰。
We just see how, as the word of God captured him,He put into practice that, and he humbles himself before the Lord, and he's praying for the Lord's will to be done upon earth as he's designed it to occur.
神的话就这样来抓住了他，他就在这里来匍匐来祈求，让神他预定的旨意来成就。
We're thankful, brothers and sisters, that there was a faithful remnant within Babylon that allowed the word of God to hold them strong through those 70 years.
我们感谢神，在那个时候，神拣选了一些渔民，能够让他自己的道来坚固他们。
Thank the Lord that there were ones like an Ezra who, in the midst of Babylon, allowed themselves to be trained.
我们感谢神，就像以斯拉一样，在巴比伦，他们愿意神的道来训练他们。
Thank the Lord there was ones like a Daniel who was seeking the word of God and allowed the word to impact his life and take it back to the Lord in prayer.
我们也感谢神他用着但以理来让神的话来影响他然后来坚固建造他。
In the pandemic crisis that we find ourselves in, I've heard many testimonies of how the word of God has specifically strengthened brothers and sisters and kept them through this.
我们也看见在这个瘟疫的当中我们听见很多这样的例子我们的弟兄姊妹们被神的话来坚固让他们 来度过这样的难关。
We have to ask ourselves,
我们必须问我们自己这个问题。
In a time of crisis, am I allowing the word of God to strengthen me, to keep me, to comfort me, or am I searching for other ways of comfort?
在这个危机的当中，我们有没有让神的话来坚固我们，来安慰我们，然后来保守我们，还是我们去寻找别的方式呢？
He alone has those words of eternal life.
只有他才有永生之道。
He alone is the one who says, I am with you forever.
只有他曾能这样说，我永远与你同在。
May that word comfort us.
愿意他这样的道来安慰我。
And it's a marvelous way how God uses so many different words to comfort, to strengthen different ones.
我们实在感谢他用不同的话，不同的方式来安慰不同的人。
I know I've had at different times brother or sister come up to me and they say, oh,I was going through this, I was thinking about this, I was worried about this, and then this verse came to me, and it brought such great comfort, and they read the verse to me, and I look at it, and I say, how could that verse comfort anybody?
不止一次的有弟兄姊妹们来到我的面前说、哦、我好像经历了这样的一个难关，然后神的这样的一句话就安慰了我，然后他又把这句话读给我，然后我就在这里寻思说，怎么可能这句话能安慰到他呢？
But then, in a living way, it met them.
但是在一个活泼的就这样做了，我们感谢神。
Allow His word to meet us.
让他的话来照亮我们。
We see also as these ones returned from Babylon, they were allowing the word of God to direct their paths.
我们看见这些人，他们回耶路撒冷的时候，就让神的话成为他们脚前的灯。
I'm sorry. When...He's probably glad that this is here. I'd be hitting him. But as we allow the word of God to work in our hearts and lives,
当我们让神的话在我们的生命里面来做工的时候，
it'll direct our paths.
它就成为我们脚前的灯。
When they returned from Babylon to Jerusalem, what was the first thing they did?
当他们回到从巴比伦回到耶路撒冷，他们做的第一件事是
If you look in Ezra chapter 3 verse 2,
如果你读以斯拉记第三章第二节
It says the first thing they did was they built the altar to the God of Israel as it was written in the law of Moses.
那里就讲到他们在原有的根基上筑坛，就像在律法摩西律法书上所写的。
And then verse 4, they celebrated the Feast of Booths as it was written in the law of Moses.
第四节又照律法书上所写的守住棚节。
The word of God was directing their steps. They weren't doing, oh, why don't we do this? Why don't we do that?
是神的道来指引他们的道路。他们不需要问我们为什么我们做这个，为什么我们要做这个。
But their standard was the word of God.
他们的标杆就是神的话语。
They were gathering unto him. They were building that altar because they knew the altar was the very foundation of their life.
他们聚集在神的面前，因为他们知道这个坛就是这个他们的生命的首要。
What does that altar speak of?
这个坛代表的是什么
？An altar speaks of Christ.
这个坛就代表了基督。
It speaks of the cross of Christ.
他也讲到基督的十字架。
His victory there, the very foundation of our life. That was the very first thing that they rebuilt when they returned.
在那里有得胜，这是我们生命的这个根基，这是又是他们第一件要做的事情。
Because they saw without that, everything else was useless.
因为他们认识到没有这个一点，什么都是没有用的。
They didn't try to come up with some new system.
他们没有在这里重新设计一个新的系统。
They didn't try to just recreate old routines.
他们没有在那里只是简单的做一些的例行公事。
But they met together based on the word of God.
他们是根据神的话聚在一起。
Brothers and sisters, it's good for us to consider why do we do the things we do.
弟兄姊妹们，我们必须思想，我们为什么做我们所做的事情。
As we gather together unto the Lord,
我们聚集在主的面前。
Why are we doing the things we do?
我们为什么做我们所做的
？I know at times I'll hear people back in Richmond. They'll ask somebody, "Why do we do this?"
我知道在 Richmond 那里，我们有些人问问题，我们为什么要这样做
？And it breaks my heart when I hear somebody say, "Well, that's just the way we've always done it."
很让我伤心的就是这样的一个答案，就是说我们以前就是这样做。
Is that why we do things?
这就是我们为什么
这样做。Is that the pattern for our gathering?
难道这就是我们所要聚会的一个模式吗
？Our standard and pattern is the word of God.
我们的模式模板就是神的道。
And it's good for us to stop and consider.
让我们要停下来思想。
That doesn't mean what we're doing is necessarily wrong or anything.
不是说我们做的就是一定是错的。
But is it in the right spirit?
是不是我们在对的灵里面
？Outwardly, we begin. You can be going through all the right things outwardly.
我们可能在外面，我们做所有的事情都是正确的。
But inwardly, is there life?
但是在里面，我们有没有生命
？You know, why do we sing hymns like we do?
为什么我们是这样的唱诗
？Why do we gather on Sunday like we do?
我们为什么逐日这样的聚会
？Why do we gather for prayer like we do?
我们为什么来一起祷告聚会
？Do we have it settled in our hearts?
我们在里面有没有沉淀下来。
God wants us to be living, wants it to be a reality to us.
不是只是一个简单的生活，而是在我们里面自己成为实际。
Because there can be times in the future when we won't have as much liberty.
因为在将来也许我们就没有这么多的自由。
And then what do we do?
然后我们就怎么做?
What if we can't gather like this?
也许我们不能这样的聚会了。
Do we still have it in our hearts to desire to pray, to be able to worship, to break bread?
我们里面心里面还有没有这样的一个渴望，我们能够来一起祷告，然后一起来敬拜，一起来擘饼。
If somehow we're left all alone without the help of a meeting, what do we do?
如果没有不能去聚会了，我们还能做什么呢？
Do we know of the sufficiency of Christ to lead us through that?
我们认识不到基督能够供应我们，让我们能够来经历。
I believe this is part of this phrase, be ready, get ready, because we don't know what's ahead.
这就是讲到你们要预备好，因为我们不知道前面会是什么。
And as you looked at these ones, as they were responding to the word of God,
当你们看这些人，他向着神的话来有回应。
What was the spirit in which they responded?
他们是用什么样的灵来回应？
They responded with a free will and giving free will offerings.
他们在那里就甘心的来奉献。
It talks in verse in Ezra chapter 1 a couple of times about as they offered themselves freely as free will offerings to the Lord.
在以斯拉记第一章里面讲了几次，他们在那里甘心的来奉献。
You know, I remember one brother, he was saying that this matter of the free will is the most essential thing to be strengthened by him.
有弟兄说到我们这个自由的意志是必须要他特别来兼顾的。
It's a will being set upon his interest and not our interest.
就是让我们这样带着这样的一个愿望，能够让放以他的利益成为我们的利益。
I know Brother Lance Lambert said that the issue of this matter of a free will, a surrendered will to him, is the key element in the development of spiritual character.
就像兰佩德弟兄他讲过，我们把我们自己的自由意志降服在他的面前，这就是我们能够来。成为一个 属灵性格的一个重要的 一环。
Not doing anything out of a sense of obligation or duty or having to do something.
不是因着我们必须有这样的一个义务要来这样做。
But surrendering our wills, being captured by him and doing what is upon his heart.
而是把我们的旨意降服在他的面前，让我们来做他心里愿意我们做的。
There was a dear brother in England many years ago named F.B. Meyer.
在英国有一个很宝贵的一个弟兄叫迈尔弟兄。
And one time he was talking with this missionary named C.T. Studd.
他有一次和一个传道士 C.T. Studd 弟兄来讲。
C.T. Studd was a famous athlete in England.
这个 斯塔德弟兄是一个英国的很有名的运动员。
He was the best cricket player in all of England.
他是这个这个英国这个棒球的一个最好的一个运动员。
He was like the Tom Brady of cricket.
他就是这个英式棒球里面的这个
LeBron James of cricket, you know, whatever big name you want to put out there, that was C.T. Studd.
就是篮球界的这个詹姆斯，就是他，你就是他那行里面最厉害的那一位。
He was also very wealthy, millionaire.
他也是非常的富有，他是一个百万富翁。
Today a millionaire is nothing.
今天百万富翁好像不算什么。
100 years ago, so a millionaire was a big deal.
在一百年以前，你如果是百万富翁，你就是
非常了不起。But the Lord, he had just graduated from Cambridge.
而且刚从牛津大学毕业，剑桥大学毕业。
Pretty good little school over there.
你是一个还不错的一个学校。
And they, the Lord captured his heart.
但是主就抓住了他的心。
He gave up his cricket career.
就把他的棒球的生涯放下。
He gave away, actually when his father died, he gave away all of his inheritance.
当他父亲去世了以后，他把他所有的遗产他就放下。
And he went to Africa.
他去了非洲。
To save souls.
他去拯救灵魂。
And F.B. Meyer was saying, what is the secret to your committed life?
当迈尔弟兄问你这个你这样奉献的生命的秘密是什么？
He said, I only have one secret.
他说我只有一个秘诀。
It's a surrendered will to the Lord.
就是让我的放下我的旨意来交给主。
Are our wills surrendered to him?
我们的意志有没有交给主？
When our wills are surrendered to him, that's when we see a free will offering coming forth.
当我们的把意志来交给主的时候，我们就看见这个甘心的奉献。
Freely offering ourselves unto him.
我们甘心的把我们自己献上给他。
This free will offering of our lives unto him is actually the manifestation of us being in first love with him.
这个甘心的献上我们的自己，就是来代表着我们里面的起初的爱的一个体现。
This was the spirit that had captured these ones.
这就是抓住那些人他们的灵。
The word of God impacted them in such a way.
神的话就这样的影响到他们。
That it led them into a fullness of worshiping Him.
把他们带到一个对神完全的敬拜的当中。
It led them into a fullness of surrendering unto Him.
把他们带到一个完全的降服的当中。
And may it do the same way in our life.
也愿意神就这样在我们的生命里面如此的做工。
There's some other ways the word of God is used, and we can pick up on those tomorrow.
也有另外的一些神的道做工的方式，我们明天可以接着讲。
Let's have a word of prayer.
我们有一点祷告。
Lord, we are thankful for your great grace that you show to us.
主，我们为着你极大的恩典，我们感谢你。
We're thankful for the life you've implanted within us.
我们感谢你把你的生命
We want to yield to you in a way that that life could do a great transforming work within us.
我们愿意降服在你的面前，让你的生命在我们里面做更新变化的工作。
Lord, we're thankful for your word.
主，我们为着你的道，我们感谢你。
And we want it to be a living word within each of our lives.
我们愿意让这个道成为在我们里面生命的活道。
That it would draw us unto you in a fuller and greater way.
来让我们更完全更多的被吸引在你的面前
that we could be fully surrendered unto you
让我们可以完全的向你降服下来
guided by your will
为让你的旨意带领我们
and yielding our will unto you
把我们的心意来向你降服
in thy name we pray
奉主耶稣基督的名 Amen,
Amen.